everyone. You've tuned into... Oops, I almost said the wrong name. I can still hear the music. Well, that's kind of nice. You've tuned into Radiance by Design, and that's something we're learning how to do here on this fear show. We've been talking about fear lately, and it really does mess up our radiance, doesn't it? Not only that, it glues itself to all kinds of other lower frequency energies that people are emanating these days. There's a lot of things that would evoke our fear, our fears of survival, because we used to hear years ago in metaphysics how a lot of things, a lot of systems would break down and there would be this tremendous change, kind of the dissemblement of society as we knew it, and an advancement of a new society. Well, here we are right in the crux, or right in the chaotic times of it. We're all watching the Goldman Sachs, Senate conferences. And Bob was telling me, I don't watch the news much because I was news erectic. I didn't want to bring it into my heart and soul. A lot of us have done that, for good or ill. But anyway, I heard about the oil spill off of Louisiana a couple of days ago, and I guess it's pretty bad right now. Louisiana's really had some bad stuff to deal with. And then there's the Iceland volcano, and then there's all the financial hoo-ha, and there's all these people, and their systems are fading. People are being released from their houses or from their jobs. And yet, in the middle of it all, and I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I really believe that if we change the energy, we can change our reality. And that takes some consciousness. So, back to how I was doing my preamble. In the middle of it all, in my visioning, what I see are these kind of unfolding light beginnings going on all over the world. I see in America most particularly, there's new entrepreneurial things going on. And some businesses, some larger corporate structures have some of the kind of the shifting focus on values going on. Some of them are in complete denouement or self-destruction. I understand that. But really when I see these flickering lights of new beginnings all over this country and certain parts all over the world, I go, you know what? A, it's obvious why people are afraid right now. I've had a lot of clients this week phoning and going, wow, I feel like everything's in a pause. Nothing's happening. The things I thought I was going to get, the jobs, the position, the boyfriend, whatever, everything's kind of falling apart for me. What's going to happen? There are no jobs, blah, blah, blah. We can't stay in that. We can go in it and we can recognize it and we can really feel the fear and certainly the challenge, the twanging of the strings of our insecurity for sure. But then there needs to be a release so that collectively and individually, independently and collectively, we can shift the base frequency on our planet and really learn to empower ourselves, to throw off the yokes of kind of the blindness or the numbnesses that we've been convinced to have, and really come forward in our own personal integrity, our own value structure, and our own creativity, innovation, and so on. Most of you listening to BBS Radio are innovators, are people who seek and expand and grow. And it's really time for us to clear away more fear, which is easy to adhere to because it's all over the place, and then really let the light, I mean, like if you're born at this time on the planet, you have the light to move up and shift, to join the shift and become a participant in a new kind of society. You have that. You're born to be in the middle of this crazy time. So my understanding is that the more we clear the fear, the more those spiraling lights of truth and who we are rise up through us, and the more we get to magnetize other people and other situations and results of our visualizations and our demands of the universe that would be innovative enough to kind of propel us into a new level of being. So let's work on that tonight. I love working with the sacred geometric meditations. And last week we took in several people, one at a time, into the geometric structures. And one of them in particular, she was involved in, still has, she probably still is, involved in one of those offshore investment things that just hasn't panned out. And what she was looking for was a disconnect to the various people that she's enmeshed with. There's all these different people that are in this kind of weaving, and they're all kind of suffering and pushing and pulling on the money that has never come back, and although it's been, I don't know, 6 years or 8 years or something. And she called me and said that she felt really a lot freer after our meditation. And that's just an example of when you can change the energy, and I'd love it if we get a call from her one of these weeks saying, it's all over, and I'm creating the reality I want, and I'm not all attached to that anymore, and the losses are turning into gains, or whatever it is that's going to happen. I'd love that. But in the meantime, just to know that we can consciously, etherically, and energetically unhook ourselves from those traps that have kept us in that funny weaving, we can do that. So if we do it together in our sacred geometric structures, if we do it together tonight, for example, then a lot of us are helping each other unhook from things that we're tethered by in the subconscious level. And it opens us and frees us for being much more aligned with those wonderful gifts that we all came with. We got a bunch of gifts out there. I see a lot of people out there, and I see a lot of you having sparks, lights in you that really want to expand and glow into the world and participate in a huge multidimensional shift. You up for it? Let's do it tonight. Let's go into the structures and let's take in what it is you want to create. First of all, we're going to take in, we're going to bring up something we're afraid of. Now let's do the normal process where we go in and create something we want to be. Okay? Then we want to create a project. Then we're going to go into the Galactic Healing Center and call in the healing team. And then let's do a lot of healing in the structures around our own personal fears and then amp it up with some creation. That's a busy time. It'll take us a few minutes. But anyway, we'll do it. You ready? And then I want you to call in with your questions and we'll work on you. Otherwise, you know, I'll reach out into the ethers and I'll pick on you and work on you anyway. So let's take a couple of deep breaths. And see a golden ball above your head about 2 miles and below your spine about 40 feet and drop the golden filament of light from the upper golden ball through the spine into the lower golden ball. You can usually feel it. From the upper golden ball, drop a four-sided pyramid, and it's gold as well. I like gold for the kind of resonance and radiance it has. Very expansive, and then upside down, meeting it point to point, another golden pyramid that points into the lower golden ball. So you have yourself an octahedron, an eight-sided structure, and inside that, a crystal ball that touches the inside edges of your octahedron, and inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, which is a three-sided star, a three-dimensional Star of David. And you're in there like it's a wild ride at a fair. This is a really fair fair, isn't it? And we're going to spin and spin and spin and spin. Good. And now the first movie you're going to create is yourself becoming what it is you want, what it is you dream about. I see myself becoming multidimensional and being absolutely flexible and fluid about traveling dimensions. I'm keeping my heart open and loving. Mm-hmm. And whilst I'm doing that, it's obvious, isn't it? And I see myself calling forth and then releasing the many fears that I can find. Yeah. I want to release the fears in my body, mind. Mm-hmm. The kinds of fears that I project into life. What is it you're wanting to be? Now let's just spin and spin and spin that picture or that movie and pop into the next one, which is you creating. You're creating a project that you want. And it could be a home and family, a partnership. It could be a movie, a book, a business, a new job, an outfit. It doesn't matter, big, small, it doesn't matter. See yourself creating and creating and creating that very thing. See the resources coming to you. See all the resources coming to you to create. and see them absolutely joyfully coming to you. They flow to you. And see yourself creating this project with the help of others and all the wonderful resources that it takes to do a big project. And now see your project establishing itself and working really well. And then it collects enough resources to sustain itself. Isn't that great to see yourself smiling and enjoying it, the fruits of your labor? Good work. Right, now wrap that in light so it can stew away with higher frequency and then pop into the Galactic Healing Center, calling your team, your healing team, the etheric team that works with you and with me and with many others, and have them gather around the healing table. And the first person that flops on the table is you. You can either tell them what it is you want to do healing with, or you can ask them what it is you need. Excellent. You know, sometimes they'll surprise you what they work on. And who do you see around you? Maybe you're just falling asleep and that's okay too. Now just ask if there's a special message for you you might want to jot down. And then wrap that scenario in light and have the team replicate themselves. And now bring in someone else that wants some attention, some help, some healing. And see what it is that that person wants or needs. And have that team work on them and help you understand what it is they need. And wrap it in light. And replicate the team again around a new, fresh healing table. Okay, I see this other person coming in. That was a surprise to me. Sometimes it's a real surprise to who comes in. This one has a skin condition, which is called precancerous, but it keeps multiplying. So what we're doing is seeing, they're showing me that there's a need to work in two things, in the emotional level. And deep within the DNA. All right, and then ask if there's any messages for this person. I want to jot that down. Let's do one more. Good, new team, new healing table. Okay. Funny who comes in, isn't it? All right, and have them work over this person and help. That's the young one with a broken leg. His leg is healing, but it's very, very sensitive. We're just going to send some healing energy. And let's wrap that in light, that it continues. you know, it's asked for help in some political situation. What political situation would you like to see some results of? I guess what I'd like to see right now is some kind of win-win compassion, compassion for and compassion from the beings who are basically in charge of the economic reality. And I know it's really important for us to find those parts of ourselves that are dedicated to inequities and so on. So to find those parts of ourselves and send light and compassion to those who are having the hearings are all about them and the oligarchy, as my guides call it. And let's see that there would be a waking up, because all that we're doing these days is about waking up and unlimiting ourselves. Excellent. So let's draw in some of the wonderful universal downloads, the big golden pink downloads that come in through the top of the head, and have them move out through the chest, through the heart, and absolutely flood these congressional hearings or Senate hearings. Anyway, the hearings that are going on with Goldman Sachs and the mortgage problems, and let's pay attention to the all the areas that have been devastated with the volcano and oil spill and the wars, and oh my goodness, what a time. And just flood those places with heart light. That's it. And have that move all over the planet. And feel your own sense of being creative, being a radiant conductor of that which could heal all over the planet. And have that light move back up into your chest. And now we're going to close off the Galactic Healing Center. We're going to jump into the star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin again. Can you feel yourself spinning and spinning? Okay, and now we're going to jump out of that and come back into the room with me. And I hope that you're going to want to call in tonight. I'd love it if you call in and talk about things that you're afraid of. It's really interesting because I'm talking to so many people who are looking for work, and it's really a time, it's a very interesting time on the planet where really dealing with what you're afraid of is crucial, like what, one of the biggest things is when we let our fears take us, you know, take over, then what happens is a whole bunch of people start not drifting, but feeling like less than and feeling less and less able, and they meet others who are feeling that way as well. And then how it looks to me is a vibrational pool that starts rolling downhill. And then it's really hard to inspire yourself and your own vibrations to create the world you want. We've heard it for years and years. We have the capacity to create the world that we want. So I'm asking all of you to go in and look for your, we didn't do the fears in the geometric structure. Sorry, I get carried away here with what I'm doing. So let's do some fear clearing now. I want you to stop just for a minute and look inside yourself and ask yourself what it is you're really afraid of or insecure about right now. Pick a thing, anything. One of the hardest things, and I noticed this, I was doing a little small workshop the other night, and I noticed the hardest thing for several people is actually getting in touch with what they're afraid of. So we have some very interesting patterns. Maybe the patterns are like setting up a buzz of conversation, and this one and that one and this movie and that movie and the other movie, and having to slow the person, stop the person, and enter into their energy fields until she's actually not panic-stricken, but really conscious about being very afraid of something and very insecure. And remember, it's not wrong to be afraid, and it's not wrong to recognize that you're afraid, because many times we think it is. What is wrong, and that's not the right kind of word, but what is difficult for us is if we suppress our awareness of our fear, and we kind of get this numbness going. Remember, all this stuff that we're dealing with lately is about waking up, unlimiting ourselves, charging up our DNA, our brains, our cellular structure, and so on, so we can create beyond our wildest dreams. And if you're really logging up a lot of kind of numbnesses and weighty fears, then you're not going to be able to create much at all. So I'm going to give you the number, and I'm going to get you to phone in, if you will. Let's talk about what's going on with you. And then we're also going to continue by raising our awareness of certain fears, and we're going to amp them up, and then we're going to use the guides and angels, your higher selves and your own guides and angels, and we're going to clear a bunch of them, and it's going to make a difference in our whole network here, all those people that are listening, this community. So call in. It's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Now, we got three lines, so we could actually have four people calling simultaneously. So one of the lines is 530-327-7602, 530-327-7602, and there's 530-776-5185, 530-776-5185, and 530-413-4522, 530-413-4522. Great. All right, so let's see here. And I'm going to look at what is it you're afraid of? Looking at you, you have this really interesting, it's a mortgage thing. This one looks like an older person who is looking to possibly lose her house. She's not feeling very well, and something happened with the retirement. I can't quite see what it is, but she had the funds behind her, and it's not there anymore, and her health isn't very good anymore. And many people are going through this kind of situation where what we thought was retirement is no longer there. Anyway, so she's trying to decide whether to... But you know what? To sell her house, and what we're recommending is that she bring someone in to share it. There's a couple or two women that would come in and share it with her. But the point is, oh, goody, you're on the air. Well, just wait a minute while I finish this little story so this woman isn't left hanging. I want her to feel the fear in there, because what's happening is she's getting paralyzed. And I don't mean physically, I mean deep down inside. And she is a woman who's got an awful lot of intuition. And when she breaks out of this paralysis, this fear thing that's in there, she's going to find several solutions. And guess what? Her life is going to be a whole lot more fun. And that's important, because she's older, but that isn't the end of having fun. Trust me, I'm older too. Now, you're on the air. Thank you for being patient.
Yeah, I...
Hi.
Hello. I have a question for you.
Good. I'm glad.
Okay. I'm wondering what makes a person afraid to even just go out of the house and interact with other people.
Aha. Uh-huh. I think you can find that it's different for each person. But it becomes kind of a hormonal thing. I see a stress. Is that true for you? Is that what's going on?
Stress and not feeling good.
Yeah, and it's been going on for a while. You have a number of, let me see here. You're on medication?
Yes, I am.
It's funny, because when I go through your body, mind, everybody at home, wrap yourself in light, because we're going to do some clearing, and the thing is we can all take each other on. Isn't that amazing? The good thing about being able to take each other on is we can become one. We can become one in the sense of absolutely understanding and having compassion for each other. But we don't want to do it this way. We don't want to take on somebody else's difficulty that doesn't help her or you, right? So wrap yourselves in light. So I want to say with you, my dear, that you have a lot of, like, hormonal and... how's your blood sugar? Because your blood sugar looks like it's a bit whack, is it?
and the whole system's out of whack.
Do you know what started it?
No. I honestly don't.
How long has it been going on?
This time, probably about 6 months. Makes me tired.
Honey, you're tired?
Yeah, all the time. And it's not depression. I don't think it's all depression.
No. You've got some kind of major, I want to say it's hormonal, and I want to say it's blood sugar. Those two things. And you've got some major kind of allergic. See, the thing is, when I say it's blood sugar, for example, you can pick up allergic responses to all kinds of foods when your blood sugar is whacked. So you can see it's like a card house. All kinds of systems start breaking down. And I want to say it's also, are you menopausal?
Yes.
Okay. That's part of it.
I think I'm through it, I think.
You need some really big support building up your hormonal foundation. Do you have a doctor? Are you able to go to the doctor?
A little bit. I mean, I have some medical, but not all, not what I really need.
Well, that's the truth for a lot of people, isn't it? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to run some energy because for this young lady, and I think I know who you are, and I give you a big hug.
Oh.
The thing that I'm looking at here is we need to send some healing light. We need I'm going to send some violet flame, you know, good old Saint Germain and the violet flame up through you. But I feel like the worst thing is you're going to have to eat like every 2 hours, and I would stay off of, there's some kind of cream, stay off of white flour, stay off of funny salts and things. What is it? How's your diet?
I anything.
What's that?
I'm allergic to everything.
Yeah, I can see that. There's
meat.
Are you staying on your diet?
Yes.
Okay.
Most definitely.
You know, the other thing is I would get on some aloe vera juice and take it morning and night. Have you done that?
No, I haven't.
In answer to your very first question is, what is it that keeps people not wanting to go out? And I'm saying it's brain chemistry, but you know that the blood, for about a quarter of your blood is in your brain at any given time. And when the blood is full of all kinds of information like hormonal deficiencies and blood sugar fluctuations, and I see all kinds of stuff running through it. Not like I see you being ill, like having huge infections going through you, but I see some really strange, I just want to say blood sugar, like leftover allergic things. You could get this cleaned up. If you can get it cleaned up, you won't be allergic anymore. It's really interesting.
Okay.
But the hormonal fluctuations of menopause leave us much more vulnerable to it. Plus, you've had a lot of stress. Stress itself is biochemical, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just saying to you, we're gonna run some energy on you, but I'm saying to you, I would get hold of some aloe vera juice. You can get it at Freddy's, you know, Fred Meyer's or something.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be expensive. But I would, without question, take it morning and night.
Okay.
Are you still smoking?
Very little.
Good.
I'm almost done.
Good girl, because it's really about detox is what it's about. And I really want you to get some, the guides are showing oil. What kind of oil do you eat? You need to have like you need to have something like safflower oil. You need to have a regular, look it up to see the actual dosage, but I think it's like a tablespoon a day or omega-3 or something. Because the guides keep showing you need a certain kind of oil to help streamline what's going on.
Okay.
And your heart, do you know this, honey? Your heart is broken.
I know.
And that also, for everybody at home, I want everybody to know that when our hearts break, which happens throughout life, our whole biochemistry goes awry, doesn't it? So it's difficult to say one thing, because what you've got is hormonal systems and blood sugar systems and a lot of emotional pressure. So nothing is working really well. So we want to get you on a really good quality oil and take it like a tablespoon, at least one tablespoon a day, you know, to streamline things. And I think we'll just run energy and try to leave that for a bit. Like, I'd want to get you into some good brain chemistry supplements, some amino acids. I don't know if you can afford those or if you could ask somebody about them.
Okay, I could ask.
Yeah, look it up online, amino acids for brain chemistry, because that whole fear thing that's going on in your brain, you don't need to have that. You're a pretty good psychic yourself, but we psychics have weird brains, and we have to really feed it, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. So, and if you want to do something really simple for detox, besides the aloe vera juice, I want you to do that morning and night, but also just drink a lot of water with lemon. Do you do that?
A lot of water, but not with lemon, but I will.
Yeah, lemon's really powerful. Use a lot of it if you can stand it, like a half a lemon per glass, but drink a lot of it. So what we're going to do is send some energy up through you, through your the base of your spine. And I'll tell you what, the fear part of you, and this is for many people as well, you're not the only one who's focusing in right now who has this problem, but the fear part of you is keeping your blood chemistry really strange. It's like, will I ever get out of this situation? Will I ever be strong again? Will I ever have fun again? I'm afraid my life is like this. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that way in a while. You'll see what I mean. What you're going to do is really keep it simple. Eat so many vegetables, you can't believe it. And can you feel this energy?
Yes, I can.
Okay. You are allowed to say no. But I'm running a violet fire here. I'm not running it. The guides are running energy through your body, mind. We're running it up through the spine. Many of you at home can probably feel it and have it run right through the spine. And up into your brain. Yeah. And remember that you're very intelligent, very kind, and very loving. And you need to stand up for who you are over the next little while. You should be feeling this pushing in the head. Do you feel that? If you don't, it's okay. It's pretty strong. But anyway, thank you for your call. We'll probably talk over the next couple of days, okay?
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, honey, take care. Get that aloe vera juice. So oh, good. That was an interesting call, because that does happen to people. And you'll notice one of the interesting things about it is when we get into the fear and we start going downhill like that, we can stay in it for a long time. We have to boost the energy. And one of the things that when we are short of, for example, B vitamins or oils, B1 is the big one, we can get really afraid. And in that fear, we get really lobotomized, or we really get fixed in time. We get afraid we can't get a job, or you want to go and get a job and you feel like you can't do that one anymore and there's no other options for you. There are options, ladies and gentlemen. So this is a very scary time for many people. People are dealing with, some of you are dealing with properties and the loss of properties and the loss of retirement. Oh, I see somebody here who's got, there's somebody here who's really an exciting kind of person. He's looking after a woman who needs him a lot, and he loves her, and he's very strong, but he's just coming out of a period of really being afraid. And what he's probably in his 50s, and in this loss of his job and all of the property that he had, he kind of slid down from being really up there. You know how some people are right up there and they look completely secure, to being insecure, So we're going to work with him and send some energy to help him release his fears. But what I see about him is he's actually becoming aware. Oh, thanks for calling. I'll be with you in a minute. He's becoming aware of his fears, and he's moving out of it, and he's stepping into a new kind of business. I think it's to do with, I don't know what it is. It might be kind of a new kind of auto, but he's stepping into business with another person. And I just love the image that I'm being shown, because he's stepping out of his fear and he's taking a chance. And that's kind of what's going to be, he's one of the ones that's going to innovate a business that's going to bring in some other people. So that's what's being required right now. So you're on the air. Thank you for calling in.
Hi there, and happy full moon.
Thank you. Happy full moon to you.
Are you sleeping okay with this full moon?
I sure am, actually. But you notice the moon in Scorpio was all about bringing up your fears, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of strange dreams at that time.
I have to admit that I've been... Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
You sure can.
Are you going to guess what it is? No.
No.
I'm being silly. So where's love? I'm really, really, really ready. What do I need to do to be ready for love? Or where is it?
You have to surrender. First of all, I have to say to you that your light is getting brighter and it's swirling right now. Are you doing any art right now?
I'm sitting here doing art. Yes, I'm really excited about it.
Oh, good. And what are you doing with your days? Because I'm seeing that you must have dumped a lot of fear. You look brighter and freer. I don't know if people at home recognize your voice, but you've called in before. And you look brighter and freer and more rare and to go. But you also look kind of reclusive, are you?
Yeah. It's, you know, just fear of repeating my old pattern, so I'm afraid to try. But I'm getting kind of lonely.
Well, it's really interesting, because what I'm seeing is this art is really important for you right now. And then as you keep doing that, you're actually moving your way into a group of people. I don't believe predictions hold these days. I have to be honest about that. Remember, it's like we're walking through chaos right now. So you've got to hold the vision and then surrender it, meaning if you hold the vision, I got to meet somebody, you're so tense. But there's a fear resonance in that, isn't there?
Well, of course. Look at what I went through last time I tried caring about somebody.
But the kind of fear I'm thinking about is quite funny, because it's like, I want to meet somebody, and then your gut holds, and you're afraid all the time that you're not going to meet somebody. You see? It's that simple fear that really can encase people and keep people from... keep people from bouncing off each other and enticing one another and dancing and singing and all of those things. But you've got a real nice gathering coming up soon that I think you're going to meet somebody at.
Okay. So surrender it. Just surrender.
Yeah. Well, make your vision really strong and then surrender it. Hand it over to your higher guidance. God got it.
Okay.
And you know what? You're having
Go ahead.
I forget what I was going to say. Do you have anything final?
I've just been doing a ton of clearing, like every night for a couple of hours or something. And then,
you know what it shows.
Team and Galexis and all of those back gang to just come and work on my body while I sleep to clear it.
Well, and they're doing a good job.
Yeah, for real?
Yes. Because you look very different inside to me. Your inner is much brighter and much clearer, and it's whirling. And there's remember this, ladies and gentlemen, that what we're after is our own clearing. But we're clearing for ourselves and the collective, because what we are is a compilation of some amazing subconscious stuff, right?
Yes.
just to clear out of it is a big job. So to me, you look like you have wild colors. There's a lot of like fuchsia and red, and not red in the dark withholding style, but there's that kind of red that's very vital and raring to go in your belly, which looks to me like it's kind of a whirling, spiraling, colorful, textured area. And then, boy, that's great. I mean, very often people have a belly that's just dark and it's brown and so on, you know. And so you're clearing
it. Yeah,
that's
been me for years. Yay!
And you look like you're doing some good art.
Yeah, I just started a couple of weeks ago since winter, you know, and got going in the spring thing, and I've decided to paint clothing.
Good.
I'm just painting dolphins right now on a skirt and a blouse.
And are you taking them to the market?
I haven't yet, but I need to do that part next. Yeah. To market, to market.
I think you're going to a market fairly soon, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's fun.
As the website, if the website would just, you know, I got to learn how to market on the website. That's what I would prefer, and stay home and then just mail things. Is that a possibility?
Yeah. Do you have somebody helping you?
No. I want to hook that up next if it's a good idea.
It is a good idea, but you need to get some help, because I find that it's all pretty scanty unless you get some Cracker Jack support that really helps you to pull that together. But, yeah, you can, you really can do it. Somebody, one of my clients put me onto a site called Healing Silk. Have you seen that?
No, Healing Silk.
Yeah, Silk, S-I-L-K-S. And, you know, years ago I wanted to make clothes. I wanted to do fabrics that were energized and so on. Well, it was an arduous process, and I was single parenting, so I didn't get around to it. But these people are doing that. And because of your nature and your artistic soul, you need to look at that and to see what's going on. But I believe they do most of their selling through the website.
Oh, wonderful. I will look at it. Healing Silk.
Yeah, and it's good to hear your voice. I have another call, so I might just move on.
Yes, bless you, and namaste.
Namaste,
bye-bye.
Much love to you. Bye. Good evening, you're on the air as well.
Great, I've got a question. It's something that I've noticed lately in probably the last 3 or 4 months. When it's kind of like in connection with the other lady who called in, I find now that I avoid eye contact with people.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. But I've noticed it. I've noticed it. It's almost like a very conscious decision, not engaging with people in the environment. Children and animals and dogs and cats, no problem, but with people.
Well, I think that's really intriguing. It's a really good thing to talk about, because if we do, I've noticed this myself, when I'm really looking at people, and I tend to look at their eyes and get a lot of information, but you can get pulled into people's eyes, you know that. And you're a person who's in the process of growing and changing, and you're not willing to be drawn in. Do you know what I mean? You're not willing to be drawn in right now. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's like a shield of protection where I just don't need their information, I guess.
Well, it's kind of amazing, because I think that you're very selective about where you do that. Like for people at home, do you ever have that experience where you just don't want to look in people's eyes? I think that's how you can get, clicked in, or, you know, be on that shared vibration. You don't want to do it. You're on the move, girl. You're changing and growing too fast to be bothered with that right now.
Yeah, and it's also kind of, it's a protection, I think.
Yeah. From what, do you think? That's the interesting part.
I don't know. I think just not wanting to engage or be involved, I think. And nowadays, I think there's a lot of, as you said, fear, anger. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like moving it out.
And mistrust. There's a lot of mistrust in there, isn't there?
I don't know if it's mistrust as getting exhausted by everybody.
Well, that's a good reason, because to me, that's one of the biggest reasons for not doing it. It just seems like there are certain kinds of people that when you're going through a lot of changes, you will be more vulnerable, and you just don't want to take on other people's energy, because deep down you know that you want to transform, you want to change and grow. Deep down, subconsciously, superconsciously, you know you want to transform and grow. And if you get caught in their stuff, you'll just get, I feel like
exhausted.
You feel like you'll be stolen.
Yeah. Kind of like some Aboriginal tribes, you can't take their picture because they're afraid that you will capture their soul. But this is kind of like the same thing.
Yeah, well, in some ways it is kind of true. It's a good way to exchange our frequencies, and you don't want to share with everybody. So it's a good question. Good call. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Good night. So now that's a really interesting one, because one of the fears that a lot of us have is being stuck. And in her case, it's like there's such a rapid change going on inside this caller and many, many, many people these days that you really don't want to get caught in the collective that's around you. On the contrary, it's like going in there and really being working well with your changes and getting more and more in touch with the integrity of who you are and radiating that out. And then you can share all over the place because you're in charge. But right now that young lady is in transition in a big way, in a very exciting way, in fact. And remember, we're going through transitions. We are more susceptible or more fragile than we are when we're kind of stable. And the whole point of this time in the collective is that there's a major insecurity going on all over the place. The systems that were set up, that we set up as people to make ourselves more secure, are coming apart. So all kinds of people are insecure. So in that insecurity, there's only one place to go for security, isn't there? And that's within self and through self-knowing and through our connection to the higher, you know, the connection with spirit and your higher guides. That's where we get the security from. It's not just the connection, but knowing who you are, and knowing what to clear, and knowing how you're moving yourself out of, as Dwal Kool calls it, everything is projection. And in that projection, that's where all the projections that we make out into the world come from our karma, or from our soul's lessons, or from the lessons of our lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And here we're trying to get out of it and find out who we really are, and yet we've got all this information that we're trying to wade our way through. It's quite complex. And yet, as you clear your fears, for example, and you clear it more and more, we can pop up. It's like you're in an ocean of some sort. We can pop up and actually see outside and around all of the seas of projection and really become more secure within ourselves. And then you can go and stare in people's eyes all you darn well want. What do you think of that? So, I want to say that on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night, we're going to be talking about the Enneagram, talking about fears and sensitivities and so on, and growth and transformation. The Enneagram is an old, I gather it's an ancient, I thought it was Sufi, but I gather it's earlier than that. It's an ancient technique for deciding what your soul is like. It's very complicated. There are 9 numbers, but each of us is made up of a variety of these numbers. If you know anything about astrology, that's not surprising, because it's made up of a lot of planets, right? So the Enneagram is really a description of how your personality finds its clarity and finds its connection to spirit. And so it tells you how your personality might be behaving in various levels of your evolution. And as Dwal Kool, who's channeled through Kathleen Kingdon, I ran their January interview. I ran it again last week just to prepare, because we're now going to run a series. So the first of this new series is coming up on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And I think you're going to enjoy it, them talking about what the Enneagram really is. It's kind of complicated, but it's really sort of refreshing as well, because when you realize there's a little bit of a designated path for your personality, it makes it a little bit easier to find out who you really are in the labyrinth of life, doesn't it? And right after this show, I'll be with Jackie Salvitti in ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, where I had the privilege of interviewing the team. Jackie's a wonderful spirit and a very wonderful healer herself. It is quite a character. But she channels, I'll just be with you in a moment, she channels the team, and I get to ask some questions, and I really love that, so stay tuned if you can. Good evening, you're on the air, and you made it in the nick of time.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, I'm having problems with trying to get out there and get my life rolling. Every time I try to go out there and start my career or get my feelers out there, I end up helping somebody constantly.
You end up what? You end up what?
Helping everybody. Like I'm always needed somewhere else.
Okay.
Needed with my family. Needed with my friends. Somebody needs me. They're always needing me. So I don't have a chance to get out there and work my own life.
I want to know what your age is.
Okay. 47.
What's your age?
47.
Okay, good. Have you done your menopause yet?
Have I what?
Done your menopause yet?
Actually, I just completed it.
Good. Okay. That's good. You know, the reason I said that is because it makes us more fragile, a little bit more frail. I think that really what's interesting about you is that you are actually a giver. You should be helping people. You know that? You're good at it.
I do it all the time. That's all I do.
You get paid for it?
No.
Okay.
That's the problem.
That's the biggest problem. Because what I see is that you are very, very good at that. And when you get old, you should be taking a course pretty soon. And then you will be able to help people, but you'll be able to be paid for it. I don't know whether it's some kind of a partial nursing course or something like that. Are you interested in that?
That's what I do. Yeah, I've actually done in-home care, like COPES type work.
Mm-hmm. Did you like that?
And I did. And I have a special needs child that I actually, somebody handed over to me, believe it or not, just kind of handed him to me. When he was 7 months old, he's 10 years old, so I take care of him and take care of everybody. So,
what's interesting about you is you have a real caretaker's heart. There's something about you vibrationally that you attract that over and over. And if I were you, if you like it enough, you need to turn it into a more of a professional. Because I see you down the road a little ways doing a really wonderful service and helping people and getting paid and being quite finely tuned about it. But you need some kind of course. Take an energy course. Because it's really important that we start touching that. You also need to do some art. Do you ever do any art?
I love art. I'm not the drawing kind of artist, but I love art.
But it's interesting because art is an interesting thing because it's not about just the product. It's about the process. And that process is like a crank, and you turn and turn and turn that style, and out comes your own self, your own consciousness, even if you don't like what you produce, you see. So we're saying you're going to take, you would be very well advised to take a course that's going to give you some kind of certification or add on to the certification you have and go to work that way. But they want you to do some sort of art thing. It doesn't matter what it is. You can be singing, dancing, and performing as well, but I think it's more like painting, drawing, sculpting, something messy.
Because
it's going to tap something in yourself, and you'll find more of yourself, which is what we really have to do. But I thank you for your call, and you came in just the last minute, so that was great.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, this is Veronica Entwistle. I really enjoyed working with you all tonight. It was a really busy night, and if you'd like to have a session with me, email me, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle. And remember, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, we're going to hear Kathleen Kingdon channeling Dwal Kool, who is the being, the consciousness that came through Alice Bailey so many hundred years ago, actually it was about, and talking about the Enneagram, which is the description of your soul's journey, your personality's journey. It's a really interesting, interesting discussion. So tune in at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. Stay tuned for Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations of Consciousness. And I say to you, take a deep breath and bring in much love from the universe and send it out to one another in the Radiance by Design community. Thank you so much for listening. Many blessings.